Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
ParkPensacola.com. We have an interactive parking map that shows where all the paid and free spaces are and where the parking revenue is going. That will continue to be a living document as we invest dollars into parking, whether that's the reimagination of Palo Fox, whether that's a parking garage, whatever else comes from here. We'll continue to update that and show you how much we're spending and where it's going.
Yeah, the ParkPensacola.com website is actually kind of interesting. I would say it works. I'm not sure the graphics are quite as great as you'd like them to be, but you can basically, it's got a whole list of icons you can pick from, you know, free parking, red lot parking, city parking, you know, like you can click which ones to show you and it'll display on the website where the spaces are basically. And of course, you know, he's adding free spaces, or I should say, in some cases, returning them to free status, right? The Commandencia slip places, that's all returning to free parking.
Beginning on Black Friday, November 29th, the Commandencia lot that we're being discussed for the garage there, kind of Cedar Street, Commandencia, between the ferry landing and behind the Holiday Inn will all be completely free. So that's right now, is there some charge for the evenings on the weekends from the previous administration. That's 230 spaces that are now free 24 hours a day. So that further increases, not only is the majority of our parking free here in the city, that further has increased that ratio.
Yeah, that was always my go-to parking. That was one of my go-tos, and then it became a pay for. I'm like, no. No. And then it was free after a certain time, and then they extended the time. I'm like, no. So returning that starting Black Friday. So not yet, 2 weeks. Starting Black Friday, the Commandencia lot is going to be back. That's 230 spaces opening up. There's going to be 12 spaces in the Jefferson Street lot, surface lot there. They're going to be 30 minutes. And I like that they're going to kind of study how the transactions go and how the use goes. A lot of this is tinkering and trying to figure out how to make it work the best. Also, one of my other favorite areas to park downtown for free is on Wright Street, just east of Palo Fox, like between Palo Fox and it's not the Bay Center, but I'll park there a lot of times when I'm going to the Bay Center because you walk three blocks and you're at the Bay Center. I was always worried that that would turn into paid parking. It has not yet.
The 29th, we're piloting a free downtown trolley that will run between Commandencia lot, that is now 230 free spaces, and to Wright Street, which is a huge section. I don't have the exact number, but all of that free parking at the corner of Palo Fox and Wright as you go east towards Tarragona. All of that still to this day remains free. But the goal is to have a surreptitious route that runs up in north and south on Palo Fox Street and connects two large collections of free parking.
Yeah, and I would guess there's maybe 100, 150 spaces there. So it's a really good place to park typically. And so now they're putting in a trolley that's going to run north and south up Palo Fox and back and down between downtown areas, the Commandencia slip to the south, and the free areas up on right to the north, which is good. And that's going to be funded by parking funds. So that's a service, which basically means that the people who pay for the parking are funding the transportation for the people like me who don't want to pay for the parking but want to ride the trolley instead of having to walk the distance, which, you know, that's kind of an interesting strategy. The trolley is going to run starting, again, on Black Friday, but it's going to run Thursday 5 to 10 and Friday and Saturday 5 to 12. Why? Those are the times people say they have a hard time finding parking downtown. So let's make the free parking more convenient by giving people a trolley to it, right? That's kind of the idea. And it's only going to go through the new year, but he says they're studying it to figure out where else they might be or how to continue to use it after that. Also, there's a trolley tracker so you can see on your phone where it is. And if it's broken down, it'll say like it's just not coming. But also trying to get the word out about where there's more free parking to people.
We will have increased wayfinding for free parking. So meaning you're going to see more signage in the first quarter of next year. That will be pointing you to free parking, not just the P logo and an arrow, but all of the spaces we have on Spring Street, Commandencia lot, Wright Street. I think we as a community can do a better job of saying, hey, if that's what you want to do, if you want which is the vast majority of our spaces. If you want to find those free spaces, let's make it easier for you to find them. Because we've noticed through this process that that we may get a complaint that says, well, we can't find free parking anywhere. And a lot of times it's the next block over from where they were looking. And so instead of saying, well, that's the citizen's problem, it's our problem. You know, let's do a better job of showing folks that, you know, you can be on Palafox Street in a matter of a 2 minute walk, 3 minute walk, where right here out in front of City Hall, you've got hundreds of spaces between Spring Street and City Hall right now, two blocks from Palafox Street. That are free all the time.
And he's right, but I think a lot of people never get to that side of Palafox with their car. They kind of stay on the east side of Palafox, especially because if they come down off of 110 or because they live, you know, East Hill or come across from Gulf Breeze, they never get on the west side of Palafox. There's all kinds of parking on Spring Street all the time. You can, but and it's only a block, so it's very easy, very convenient. So that's good, too, that they're going to kind of help people figure out where the free spaces are if you care. You know, I'm the person who always wants to park for free. A lot of people do not care. They just want to park wherever they park. They want to be convenient. That's fine. You know, we now are trying to develop a system to accommodate both and turn over traffic parking or turn over parking more quickly so that there is parking available at all times of day. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Sorry, brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Got an accident, a multi-car accident that happened at 9 Mile by Lost Pizza, and it's right across from the ball fields on 9 Mile Road. So just... definitely plan. Just avoid 9 Mile this morning. That is my advice to you, because we have railroad crossings at 9 Mile, 10 Mile, East Roberts Road, Olive, and Inslee. All those railroad crossings are closed. And if you're trying to take 9 Mile and turn at Kim Strand to go, you know, southbound, yeah, you're going to see major, major delays there also.
It's like if the railroad crossing didn't get you, the wreck did. Right?
Sure will.
And we hope that people are okay, obviously, but a multi-car wreck, you would imagine, is probably pretty serious.
Yes.
Okay. But John's exactly right. The problem is not just the crossings that are closed. It's what the traffic does to reroute because the crossings are closed. Like, I'm getting bunches of texts in here about, oh my God, Andrew, you have no idea how bad Kingsfield is this morning. No, I can see it. I'm sure it's terrible because that's like the only way. And for now.
For there, yeah.
You know, and so, I know. But look, it'll all be over soon, in a day or two. They're only a day or two in each location. And horrible though it is for the day or two, it is important work that needs to be done, and they are moving quick. They're moving more quickly than I remember from 8 years ago.
Well,
it seems like 8 years ago it was several days in each location, and this has pretty much been a day, day and a half in each location.
And now that it's not raining.
Oh, right. They can be working faster.
They could be.
Because they can lay the asphalt. Absolutely. No, that's for sure. 718 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, since we're kind of in the realm of traffic and roads and things the mayor announced yesterday, I think this is actually an interesting announcement. Remember the road diet on Palafox north of Cervantes? You know how south of Cervantes got changed into just, you know, two lanes, one each direction, plus bike lanes? A couple of years ago, Mayor Robinson kind of restriped all of that. Now, north of Palafox is coming, or north of Cervantes is coming as well.
Work on North Palafox Street. This has been a discussion, the road diet on North Palafox, very specific, North Palafox, that work starts this month. Restriping is slated to begin November 20th. It'll take about a month to complete. And what will be added is a 12-foot wide travel lane northbound and southbound, 7-foot wide bike lanes northbound and southbound from Cervantes north to Young. Buffer zones between the travel and bike lanes, 12-foot wide turn lanes at specified intersections, and a crosswalk with high emphasis markings at signalized intersections of Blount and Palafox, Jordan and Palafox, and Maxwell and Palafox. So again, all of that work is happening from Cervantes north.
And I think, if I remember correctly, pardon me, I get this wrong, but 12-foot is fairly narrow, if I remember correctly, and that's what they did over on Pace. Remember a year or two ago when Pace had the lines redone to add the bike lanes, and then they narrowed all the lanes in it so it feels narrow? That's what you want. You want it to feel narrow, because if it feels narrow, people slow down. They feel uncomfortable. And that's how road diets are supposed to work, when it's just striping that does it. But in general, the idea is make people feel like they shouldn't be going so fast, and they will not go so fast. And so these are all good news notes for traffic safety, pedestrian, bicycle safety in our area. So that's all good. 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a hardware need, you need tools, you need supplies, you're working on a project, or, and this is my favorite thing to tell people, if you need advice. You know how sometimes, you know, you don't know how to do a thing, and so what? You go look online, right? Okay, that's fine. I mean, YouTube is a great resource, no doubt. Also a great resource is the experts at Pensacola Hardware, because they've seen it before, they've done it before, they've advised people hundreds of times. The company has been there since 1851, right? 173 years. Pretty good, okay? But that means that they have helped people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola for since before the Civil War. Okay, now, not these people, obviously, but the institutional knowledge, right? That's their gig, is helping professional construction folks and just you, the home amateur, who maybe doesn't, you know, you think you know, but maybe you don't know the best thing. They can help you with that. Plus, a fantastic houseware section in the front of the house where you can buy all kinds of things. If you're searching for somebody to give somebody for a birthday or yourself, oh, man, all kinds of stuff. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to remind you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are God's creation, and marvelous are His works. You bear the stamp known as the Imago Dei, as you are made in the image of God. So there's no sense in worrying about how tall or short you are. There's no sense in comparing your looks to the looks of someone else. God made you just as you are. The Bible says He covered you in your mother's womb. He formed you in her belly. Psalm 139:17 says that you are in God's thoughts. I'm telling you, He loves you very much. The exact way He made you provides you unique opportunities to live for His glory. So praise Him for His marvelous works.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30, as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You have to ask me nicely.
Good morning, 7:24 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andy McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and we're talking to Mayor D.C. Reeves here in about, 15 minutes or so. And if you have questions about parking or the strategic plan or any of the other things, including Baptist Hospital, the report came back this week that Baptist Hospital needs to be demolished, that it cannot be rescued, that it'd make no sense to try to rescue even the bones and build something else around it. Just it's better to just get rid of the whole thing. So we'll talk to him about that. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, fires on both coasts still causing damage in California. The Mountain Fire now has burned about 32 square miles, injured six people, and destroyed over 200 homes and businesses. In the Northeast, a fire close to a railroad yesterday knocked out power and forced Amtrak to suspend service between Penn Station and New Haven, Connecticut. Two people have died, about a dozen more injured after an explosion at a plant in Louisville, Kentucky that produces food coloring and soft drinks. The explosion caused a partial collapse of the factory and led to nearby evacuations. And NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California is expected to lay off about 325 workers today. That's about 5% of its workforce. All of the employees at that plant have been told to work from home today after the layoffs were announced.
Interesting. I wonder. I'm pure speculation. I don't know anything. But is that from competition from other agencies like SpaceX? Is that from expected budgetary constraints? Like, I just don't know. I have no idea. Why JPL
we'll
would be
into that
downsizing.
A little further.
Yeah, it's weird. I think of that as a pretty historically important operation. David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Convert to a natural gas water heater, fireplace, or fire pit with Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Your style, your comfort, your energy. That's GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com. Got an accident, a multi-vehicle accident that happened in 9 Mile and 1/2 Road. Let me click back on that one. 9 Mile, 1/2 Road in Old Palafox. That's a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblocks, so definitely be aware of that. Another accident happened on East 9 Mile Road in Airway Drive. It's got a roadblock associated with that one.
I thought you were going to give me a medical diagnosis. Roadblockus impassibilis. Speaking from the Latin.
And to add insult to injury right now, railroad crossings to let you know about East Roberts Road, 9 Mile, 10 Mile, Inslee, and Olive Road. All those railroad crossings are closed right now. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the fives.
Happy day.
It's funny,
making the joke about the Latin, you know what that reminds me of? If I had to speculate, and this is speculation, but here's my speculation. Of all the Latin that Americans know, what percentage of that Latin came from watching Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner?
A lot.
Like, of all of the opera and classical music that Americans know, how much of it came from watching Looney Tunes? All of it. Yep. Almost all of it. That's right. 437-1620. That's my phone number if you want to text me with anything. Corrections, questions, input, whatever. Bruce Beach got opened. And I still haven't gone to look. I need to go look, but I still haven't. But they had the ceremony on Friday. This is Chris Barnes from Scape.
Bruce Beach carries a significant legacy in the city of Pensacola. The land you're on now has been transformed many times. Like much of downtown Pensacola, south of Main Street, it was once water. Right. Over centuries, it's transformed from a thriving ecosystem, home to Native American societies, to the site of mills, to the busy dock of large naval vessels and fishermen. In the most recent history, it's been a key site for coastal recreation in Pensacola, with a rich history used by the city's diverse communities, particularly the Black community. During segregation, Pensacola, Bruce Beach was the city's only Black beach. It was a beloved recreational space. However, a steep drop-off close to the shore made swimming dangerous. As the civil rights movement grew in the 1950s, local Black leaders and community advocates finally succeeded in a decades-long effort to build a safer swimming facility on the site to serve Black Pensacolans. Open from 1957 to 1975, Bruce Pool was the place to be in summer. After its closure due to lack of funding and mounting repairing costs, the site sat empty for decades, only reopening recently in 2018. That was the year, in 2018, Scape created a framework plan for the downtown waterfront of Pensacola, which included design concepts for two catalytic pilot projects. Bruce Beach was one of those projects.
And then he also read from one of the markers there that I think is interesting. If you don't know where this is, it's right between Community Maritime Park on Main Street. Between that on the east and the west is the gas tanks. Okay, if you think about it, the Joe Patty a little farther to the west. So it's right there if you don't know where Bruce Beach is.
And to close, I'd like to just read an excerpt from one of our signs at the entry point, actually. Many have been where you are today. Families once gathered to relax and swim. Scientists pioneered new ways to rebuild wetlands. Athletes competed before adoring crowds. Workers repaired enormous ships and cut lumber here. Generations of Native Americans fished and foraged in the nearby estuary. And before that, where you stand today was once underwater. Listen to the wind, and you might hear the hammers of the dry dock workers or cheers for the synchronized swimmers. Look at the wetlands and see the restoration of Pensacola Bay. Pass over Washerwoman's Creek to stand on the edge of colonial Pensacola. Go to the bay as generations of Native Americans have done, and as you do, add to the story of this place. Thank you so much.
And, you know, I've seen the pictures. It looks amazing. There's a sand volleyball court there. You know, just I think it's a really good result in the end. Remember, there was supposed to be a fish hatchery there and all the stuff that didn't happen, right? So good to see this project, at least these phases, come to completion now.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. Trump Force One carrying President-elect Trump to Washington, D.C. for his date with President Biden. It's a busy time for Trump, whose cabinet is taking shape.
Army veteran, as well as best-selling author and Fox & Friends weekend co-host Pete Hegseth, who Trump says would like to lead the Department of Defense. Trump writing, "Nobody fights harder for the troops, and Pete will be a courageous and patriotic champion for our peace through strength policy."
Fox's Mark Meredith. Senate Republicans are choosing a new leader for the first time since 2007, replacing Mitch McConnell. North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer explains why he's voting for South Dakota Senator John Thune.
"I also, frankly, like his experience and how the place is run. He has a good sense of how he wants to run it, and he has a good sense of what the opposition will try to do to put up barriers, having been the whip for the last several years."
A Republican on Fox Business America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 72 degrees in Pensacola. We are seeing some reaction from Florida leaders to the potential appointment of Senator Marco Rubio as President-elect Donald Trump's new Secretary of State, which would make him the highest-ranking Cuban-American ever in the U.S. government.
"I'm very happy for us here in Florida, Miami, but more so, I'm happy for the United States of America. Marco Rubio is going to be a fantastic Secretary of State."
Florida Congressman Carlos Jimenez, a senior Biden administration official, also calling Rubio a serious and qualified choice for the president's chief foreign affairs advisor. Well, car theft is up in the Myrtle Grove community. Neighbors say a lot of those crimes started right around Halloween. The National Insurance Crime Bureau reports that Florida has one of the highest rates of vehicle thefts, with over 46,000 stolen last year. Escambia deputies confirm there's about a dozen active cases of stolen vehicles in West Pensacola being worked right now. Sheriff Chip Simmons providing some new details about that deputy-involved shooting on Amberway Drive over the weekend. He says the suspect had two firearms, an AR-15 rifle, and a handgun, was laid out in a prone firing position when deputies responded to the home.
Again, our deputies, to their credit, run towards danger. They go towards the individual and end up shooting at him. He's still alive, as I understand it.
Simmons said dispatchers could hear the gunshots as neighbors called for help. When officers arrived, they say the man fired at them but missed, then refused to drop the weapons. The suspect was wounded but is reportedly still alive, and FDLE is investigating. The Marcus Point Escambia County Tax Collector's Office on W Street is closing this Thursday. A new Brentwood office opens next week on Tuesday, and that'll be at 5045 North Palafox. Tax collector Scott Lunsford says the Brentwood office will provide significant enhancements and more modernized facilities designed to improve efficiency and their customer experience. Governor DeSantis says a new international trade development office is opening in Italy next year. The governor made that announcement while in Italy yesterday with that country's prime minister. He says the Select Florida office will provide information and assistance to Italian companies that are interested in establishing operations in Florida. Their goal is to bring more businesses, investment, and trade to the state. Select Florida has 18 international trade development offices in 18 different countries. And a tropical wave in the Caribbean might be strengthening into a hurricane next week. The National Hurricane Center giving that about a 90% chance of development. If it does become a hurricane, it would be Hurricane Sarah, with an uncertain path once it gets in the Gulf of Mexico.
Realistically, if it were to impact South Florida, it doesn't look like it would be until the middle of next week. So we have, you know, about 7 days of kind of keeping an eye on this, seeing how the forecast changes.
Meteorologist Luke Culver from the National Weather Service, he says wind shear and other factors make the potential storm's track a mystery still at this point. 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic.
That's right. Still dealing with that accident on East 9 Mile Road and Airway Drive. That's over there by Lost Pizza, right across from the ball field. So just be aware of that. Also, 9 1/2 Mile Road, North Old Palafox. We've got a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock there also. And I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. We're seeing some slowdowns there through that construction zone. So here's a list of the closings of the railroad crossings. You've got Olive Road closed, Inslee, 9 Mile, 10 Mile, and East Roberts Road are all closed. Those railroad crossings are closed. And if you try to take East Kingsville, it's just basically a nightmare. And also Kim Strand is also a nightmare. So just be aware of that. Pack some extra time in your commute. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have a cloudy day today with a 20% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, 76 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. Rain chances for your Thursday morning, 30% chance of rain, high near 75. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. For your Friday, sunshine with a high near 72 and a low near 53. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Partly cloudy right now. We've got 73 degrees in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Retail and restaurant groups are promising to fight with all available options against the increase in Missouri's minimum wage approved by voters this week. Workers will now make $13.75 an hour starting January 1st. Those fighting against the measure say it will increase prices for consumers and impose significant financial burdens on restaurants, grocery stores, and other small businesses. Kraft Heinz has announced it is no longer serving its Lunchable meals in U.S. schools. Nutritionist groups previously criticized having Lunchables in cafeterias, saying the decision might confuse families into thinking the versions sold at supermarkets are a healthy option. Rivian Automotive and Volkswagen Group said the size of their joint venture has increased to up to $5.8 billion. The automakers also said the first VW models to use Rivian software are set to arrive as early as 2027. Futures are slightly lower out of inflation data that's set to be released in about 10 minutes. That's Your Money Now.
Seeking the pulse of economic strength?
The Port of Pensacola is more than a name. It's the driving force behind Northwest Florida's progress. Home to over 20 major businesses, from C-Mex Materials to General Electric Wind Energy, and now the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, they've been a catalyst for prosperity and growth. Ready to shape the future? Visit portofpensacola.com and discover how they power the region's success.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the slow smoke barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Hi, I'm Chad Pico with Affiliated Insurance. Are you missing out? 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Just a quick note on the railroad crossings. Again, this is continuing to move north, right? It was in the city, and then it was in sort of, you know, the west side of Pensacola, and now we're at 9 Mile and going north. And so those of you who live in Cantonment and North End, it's coming for you. It's coming for you sooner than you think, right? D.C. Reeves is the mayor of Pensacola. We talk to him every Wednesday at about this time. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We have good news about parking. Lots of good news about parking, right?
Yeah, we, you know, listen, I think when you try to unbreak a broken system, it sometimes feels like you're breaking it.
Yeah.
Because change is required. And but that's not always just as people may want to charge me or the city in wanting to charge more money or turning free into paid. What we're all trying to do is create a better experience and a more seamless experience for downtown. And remember, we started from a place where we weren't creating enough revenue to do anything. And in addition to that, we didn't have availability of spaces. That was the number one complaint. So we're trying to unbreak those things. And so we've obviously taken some notable steps, like them or not like them so far. But, you know, we've got to take steps to help the experience. And so we announced yesterday, first and foremost, parkpensacola.com. If you go there, we now have an interactive map, which shows you where all the paid, all the free spaces are. It also shows you what I think is vital is us showing you what we're doing with the money. And that's really got to, you know, that's a requirement, an expectation that should be of the city is if you're charging money for parking, what are you doing with it? And so we have a live tracker in real time of where we're spending that money. So you can track that. And then, but the big changes, we've added 12, 30 minute free spaces, no app, no texting, no nothing, right there at the corner of Garden and Jefferson, the surface lot of the Jefferson garage, not the garage itself. That is free on the roof 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, as it always has been. But we have 30 minute spaces all the time, other than special events, right there, kind of next to Vinyl, those 12 spaces on the surface. The Commandencia lot, which you would say kind of behind the Holiday Inn and north of the ferry landing, 230 spaces are all now completely free. When I got here, they were charged on the weekends or at nights. And it was really for kind of an archaic reason. There was driving issues down there or people, you know, drag racing or, you know, something like that years ago. And it was just kind of, it didn't make much sense for us to be charging down there because we should be charging where there's demand. And when there's less demand, it should be free.
That was the one, by the way. There, you know me. I get frustrated every time parking spaces go away or stop being free. That was the one that most irritated me because that was always my super safety net. Like you could always park there for free, and then all of a sudden one day I'm like, "What the? Come on!" And so I'm glad to see those return to free.
Yeah. Well, listen, it was a Band-Aid. It was in previous years it was used as kind of a Band-Aid to solve a different issue. You know. And then what happened? Well, demand of usage of downtown went up 40%. So, you know, that Band-Aid doesn't make sense compared to what it costs us. So now if you want free parking downtown, there's 230 spaces, almost guaranteed there'd always be one available for you right there, just south of Main Street, just east of Palafox. And, you know, most importantly, to tie it all together, whether you have ADA accessibility, limited mobility issues, or you just want to park in a free space. We will now, with city parking funds, we're running a trolley from Wright Street, right there by Palanza and Christchurch, where there's a big cluster of free parking.
Lots.
And then we're running it down Palafox to Commandencia. So you can park in either of those large sections of free parking, and you can get anywhere you want to go up and down Palafox, including if you were in a paid space on Palafox. You can wave the trolley down, of course, as well if you've got mobility issues and things like that. So. So anyway, those are all kind of things that all of that will go into effect Black Friday on November 29th.
No, and I love the fact that, as you said yesterday in the press conference, you're creating free parking or maintaining free parking at the outer perimeter of the zone, and then you're creating transportation between those free parking and the interior of the zone for people who do not want to walk that far. You know, it's only 5 or 6 blocks, but for some people that's a lot, or, you know, more than they want to walk. And
right.
So that's a really good, and that you're paying for the trolley with the funds generated by having parking fees. So that's all good stuff. Yeah, no, I love the little corner lot, the Jefferson and Garden corner lot. That's wonderful. I actually didn't know the status of that lot. I'd never tried to park there. The fact that that's free for 30 minutes now is or starting November 29th. That's a fantastic, wonderful little addition. We have Mayor DC Reeves on the line. We'll come back to him in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still dealing with that accident on 9 1/2 mile road. And North Old Palafox Highway, it's still got roadblock and it's causing some major delays. Also, railroad crossings that are closed this morning: Olive Road, Inslee, 9 Mile, 10 Mile, East Roberts Road. So just be aware of that. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mayor D.C. Rees. Mr. Mayor, you know, you and I, probably the only issue we have had the most disagreement about has been parking. So the fact that you're doing what you're doing and also making people more aware of, like, Spring Street, because people just sometimes have this mindset of staying on the east side of Palafox and don't realize there's all this free parking on the other side. Kudos. Those are all very, very good things. Let's switch gears for just a second and allow me to say something incredibly stupid that you can chastise me for. But here, I'm going to say it anyway. You guys released the strategic plan yesterday, the 8 big bullet points to figure out what we're going to do in the future and judge us by our success or failure. CivicCon presentation last night. We kind of had an early preview of this last week. I'm not a fan of strategic plans. I feel like everybody tries to do them. They spend this money creating them. Nothing happens with them. In the end, it's more of a, it's like when companies create a mission statement. Oh, look, there's a mission statement. And 5 years from now, nobody has any idea what it was. It doesn't change any policy whatsoever. I want to be wrong about this because everybody seems to think I'm wrong. Convince me I'm wrong.
Yeah. Listen, I don't disagree with the notion that you described. As a matter of fact, I joked when I introduced Gale, the firm that put our strategic plan together, you know, I said, I think one of their practices of indoctrination for their young employees at this firm was, and this is true, before our first meeting, they were required to read every plan that the city of Pensacola has ever done. So, you know,
six months later,
that's a lot of work and a lot of plans. So I don't think the assumption that you make is an unfair one because of really two important things. Number one, what you're talking about is sometimes strategic plans get too visionary. So it's kind of like these big pie in the sky type things, 30-year plans, and you know, and then it just feels too unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to balance, and that's what I asked for, and that's what you'll see if you look at the strategic plan, Pensacola2035.com. You can read the whole thing, I didn't want it too visionary, but I also didn't want it too tactical. If it says year one this, year two that, year three that, that doesn't make any sense either, because what if COVID happens? What if a hurricane comes? You know, and so that was the most important thing to me, is that we balance vision of the direction of the city with some tactical element to it. And so what I think you're describing is fair, but I think it's sometimes the fault of the construction of the plan itself. And listen, you know, I said this twice yesterday during those meetings: when you have no plan, everything fits in. So if you don't believe in a strategic plan, then the argument is, all right, well, then when a county commissioner or a city council or a whatever makes a certain decision, and that just seems to be, you know, off base of what you think is good for the city, then, you know, you ask yourself, well, where is that idea derived from? What was the goal here? You know, and so I'm a big believer in having alignment with our council, our mayor's office, and our community. 1,700 people at 20 different locations across the city gave feedback to say, this is what we want to see out of our city. So, and lastly, why I agree with what you're saying is because the mayor is responsible with it for implementation. That's what the bottom line is. So we have a plan now. And so what happens is we pass the buck on implementation. You know, and so then nothing happens, and we say, well, man, because we had that hurricane. And so that's what I should be accountable for implementation. So we'll continue to track this at least annually on how we're doing. Hey, we're doing great in this category. We haven't done anything in this category. That should be the expectation of my job.
So I'm going to give you a suggestion, which, by the way, I appreciate your comment about when you don't have a plan, anything fits it. Witness Escambia County as a whole, planning and not having a plan, or having a sector plan and then letting everybody opt out of it so it winds up not being a plan in the end. I have a suggestion, okay, because so you have eight key things on here: attainable housing for all income levels, safe streets for all mobilities, support your youth experiences, resilient waterfronts and neighborhoods, more walkable mixed-use districts, public spaces that connect communities, thriving innovation and business, neighborhoods that celebrate culture and honor legacy, and then there's kind of a summary thing. Here's just crazy idea. Every item that's on the city council agenda could come with a matrix score. That, okay, item number 3 in front of us is no advancement on 7 items, but it advances this item, you know, at a level 4. Like, almost everything can be graded based on whether it fits and advances this agenda or not.
Yeah, you know what? We had the same thought last night. What we were talking about was a little deviation of that, of just saying, ultimately having a community scorecard, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so where does Baptist Hospital fit in the strategic plan? Well, a lot of places, housing, neighborhoods, you know, things like that. And then we score it accordingly. Like you said, it's like, hey, the reason we're doing this, community, the reason we're doing this, city council, the reason this is coming to you is because it fits within this plan. And so I think the failures that of plans previous, Andrew, that you speak of are fair, because the key is implementation. You have to have someone who's accountable for implementation, or it just goes into the ether. And then we say, well, man, we had that tough year. You know, we had a recession, whatever the case may be. And then it just gets derailed. And so I think the missing piece is for me to be accountable to it and for the council to be accountable to it. And so we'll see how that goes moving forward. And certainly that's the expectation for myself.
And just one last note on this crazy idea I have is, if you do it on every agenda item, then it gets embedded in people's brains that that's the analytical matrix through Correct. Which they have to look at everything. And just through trite, ridiculous repetition, people will internalize the goals.
Exactly.
Baptist Hospital, the report comes back, can't be saved, can't be solved, too expensive, tear it all down, right?
Yep, that's right. So environmental study, Geosyntec, we had brought them on even before we had received any state funding, just because for our urgency and wanting to get this done. So it took a little bit of a financial risk there to bring them on, hoping we would get the funding. Of course, we did. And so, the report comes back ultimately saying, you know, when there's black mold growing on top of asbestos, you know, that's not a good thing. There is no, you know, we get those theories. I probably get a couple emails a week. Why don't you turn it into this? Why don't you turn it into housing and all that? The cost of repurposing, skinning to the bones and going back ADA compliant, wind rated windows, you know, all those things that you'd have to do, there is no cost savings. As a matter of fact, it's probably more expensive. And so that's ultimately what the report told us. Not a surprise, really. But the next big piece of the timeline is going to be, what's the cost of demo? You know, you got to abate all this. You know, there's different, you can't just tear this all down with a wrecking ball and put it at the dump.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of remediation you have to do, which makes it very expensive.
Including the fuel tanks, right? The fuel tanks issue is a big deal, right?
That's right. That's right. And so where the rubber meets the road is going to be, you know, what's that number in January? You know, we've got about $16 million put together. Is it 10? Is it 14? Is it 35? You know, that's what we've got to know. And so that will give us a lot of guidance moving forward. We continue to work on our donation agreement with Baptist, and you know, everything's progressing nicely.
Yeah, and just for people who maybe didn't, I just read a little bit about this, that, you know, like airplane fuel for the helicopter, firefighting foam with the PFAS concerns, and then diesel for the generators. Like, you know, things you don't normally think about with a hospital, but they make sense once you go, oh, yeah, those are remediation issues as well. I love the road diet coming on North Palafox. We still have not yet. God, I want to talk with you about the two-weighing of MLK and Davis Highway, but we'll get to that some other time. And Bruce Beach opening, which was a big win for several administrations now to get this finally across the finish line. That's great. We always like to end with a lightning round, you know, kind of a little bit of a fun thing. Last week was National Men Make Dinner Day. In your house, who cooks? You, your lady, both, neither?
Both, but honestly, I think I do most of it. You know, when we actually have time to sit down, you know, when we're not eating out somewhere.
Gotcha.
You know, that's my response. I do most of the case. She's looking at me right now.
Good. I've started a healthy conversation in the home. You're welcome.
Let me work on that.
On your laptop, stickers or no stickers?
No stickers. I've given all of my sticker distribution to my 10-year-old, who's got 100 Taylor Swift stickers on her computer.
And I assume no stickers on your car or on your Stanley Cup or any of these, your tumbler, whatever, nothing, no stickers for you?
I have a nostalgic DC Reeves for Mayor sticker on my Jeep.
All right. And then the last one is, this is a little bit news-oriented, of course, based on what happened at the Bay Center last week, but when you go to an event, whether it's a sports event or a theater or anything, concert, and somebody is sitting in your seat, what do you do?
Ooh, usually I do the, I mean, if it's a sold out thing, are there seats open around it?
No.
That's the most important thing. Usually I'll try that if there's a couple seats open. If not, you know, I just do the polite diplomatic thing and say, hey, I think there might be confusion. I don't, you know, I'm a nice guy about it. I don't know. What do? You put somebody in a headlock? What do you do?
Well, I mean, if necessary, one's got to have all the options available, okay. Right?
Yeah. You never know what you're going to get into. Exactly.
That's right. I mean, you know, even if it's the opera, I mean, people need to learn a lesson. D.C. Reeves is the I think that's probably not true. He's the mayor of Pensacola. As always, sir, thanks for the time. We'll look forward to the city council meeting on Thursday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Andrew.
7:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has traffic for you. John?
I don't want to know what opera you go to, for sure.
What's more fitting at an opera than having a little interpersonal violence and drama?
Well, that's right.
I mean, that's just living the plot.
You are right. Wow. Boy, you're on it this morning. Vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock we're still dealing with on East Dime Mile and One Half Road in North Old Palafox. Also still dealing with the railroad crossings that are closed at Olive, Inslee, 9 Mile, 10 Mile, East Roberts Road. And if you're trying to take Kingsfield or Kimstrand, you're going to face some major, major delays. So pack a lot of time in your commute this morning to get to where you're going. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Hey, if you've got a plumbing issue, a drip, a leak, a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, or you just want to reclaim some of your Tupperware, come on, you're better than that. Call Barbary Plumbing. They will fix it for you. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes, so you know in advance how much it's going to cost to get it done, right? Or if they need to fix something that you fixed badly, like Andrew McKay, they'll come out and take care of it, which they did for us. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign and drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of Sign and Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign and Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Low sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Nenge! Nenge Yomboko from Cameroon. Do you remember me? It's Lionel Joseph.
Lionel!
Trading Places, so good. 7:59 News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's got a quick headline for us here. David?
Hey, I did look a little further into the layoffs at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and they say it's funding challenges, and they're taking measures to meet their FY25 budget allocation.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.